You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone. A mechanical watch doesn't have a battery, circuitry, or microchip. Instead, it has a special mechanism to measure time. It's often called a movement. You can think of it as the watch's engine. The mechanized movement powers the watch with the help of the energy received from a tightly wound spring. Hey, I can also get tightly wound! Through a complicated series of gears, this spring releases needed portions of energy. The key parts of a mechanical watch are the mainspring, the gear train, also called the wheel train, the balance wheel, the escapement mechanism, and the indicating dial. The mainspring stores mechanical energy needed to make the watch work. You can think of it as the heart of your watch, or its gas tank. It looks like a steel spiral ribbon. If you took your watch apart, you'd find that this spring lies inside a cylindrical barrel. The outer end of the mainspring is fixed to this barrel. When the mainspring is all wound up, like I get sometimes, the barrel has to unwind. That's where the force for the movement is taken from. To store energy into the mainspring, you need to wind the crown. That's a part of the watch's winding mechanism. The crown gets pulled out when you need to set the time and is pushed in when you want to wind the watch. You engage different gear sets depending on what you want to do. The crown has a stem attached to it. This stem is equipped with a gear called the castle wheel, or simply the clutch. This part has two rings of teeth, like certain kinds of sharks. When you push the stem in, the outer teeth move and turn the ratchet wheel. It's positioned on the top of the mainspring barrel. And when the ratchet wheel moves, it turns the shaft with the mainspring's inner end fixed to it. The more the shaft turns, the tighter the mainspring winds around it. A special lever called the...
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
The click is pressed against the ratchet wheel's teeth. It ensures that the ratchet wheel rotates only in one direction. This way, the mainspring doesn't have any chance to unwind, not even after a tough work week. Here are other parts of the winding mechanism. The yoke, which is equipped with a spring for outer tension, moves a small metal wheel called the sliding pinion. This wheel has tiny teeth on both sides. Man, there's a lot of teeth in here. They engage either winding or setting gear set, depending on what you need at the moment. When you set the time, the setting lever gets pressed against the yoke. Then it moves the yoke inward. And when you wind the watch, the same setting lever pulls the yoke outward. The setting jumper keeps the whole mechanism in place. You may hear it make a click sound when the modes get switched. Anyway, once you have wound the crown, the force of the mainspring turns the barrel. This, in its turn, transfers some energy to the wheels. The average mechanical watch can run for 36 to 72 hours, but some watch movements can last for a whole week. It depends on the size of the mainspring, which in turn depends on how much room is available inside the watch and how much power it needs. Also, if the movement is worn out or dirty, the power might not go freely from the mainspring to the escapement. The wheel train carries the energy from one part of the watch to another. It consists of a center wheel, third wheel, and fourth wheel. Hey, I can relate to being a third wheel. The mainspring barrel drives the center wheel. It rotates once per hour and carries the minute hand and some gears. They're needed to drive the hour hand. A small wheel called the cannon pinion carries the minute hand. This pinion slides over the center wheel shaft. It moves the minute wheel, which in turn drives the hour wheel. The hour wheel makes one full turn every 12 hours. The center wheel also drives the pinion of the third wheel, which is intermediate. The energy flows through this wheel to the fourth one. The fourth one can be either in the middle of the movement or at 6 o'clock on the dial. This wheel makes one full turn per minute and moves the second hand. Each wheel's axle lies in a bearing made of a synthetic jewel. This allows the entire system to work with hardly any friction, which helps watches last for decades. These jewels used to be garnet, quartz, or even glass, and only the most expensive mechanisms had rubies or...
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sapphires. But these days, watch producers grow artificial sapphire and ruby crystals, and they have become cheap enough to use in all mechanical watches. To control the energy flow and prevent the wheels from spinning out of control, the mechanical watch needs the escapement mechanism. Thanks to it, the energy doesn't escape all at once. The mechanism releases the main spring's force in precisely timed portions. The escapement consists of the escape wheel and pallet fork. The signature tick-tock sound the mechanical watch produces is actually the pallet fork catching the teeth of the escape wheel. The escape wheel is different from other wheels. It's made of a special, even more resistant steel. All because the wheel experiences a great number of shocks when it hits the pallet fork. One escape wheel rotation is known as a beat. The average watch's beat rate is 6 beats per second, 21,600 beats per hour, and more than 518,000 beats per 24 hours. The balance wheel is the most fragile element of your watch. That's why it's supported by a special system that absorbs most of the shocks. It consists of a jewel bearing and a part called capstone. This system protects the balance wheel if you accidentally drop your watch. Ah, clumsy, are we? The balance wheel moves from side to side at a steady speed. Each movement takes exactly the same amount of time. Most watches have balance wheels that swing at 5, 6, 8, or 10 beats per second. Look at the second hand on the watch. Can you see its smooth, sweeping motions? That's exactly because of these beats. The hairspring is delicate and fragile. When the hairspring twists, this allows the balance wheel to return to the center. The regulator lever is used to adjust the active length of the hairspring to control the speed of the balance wheel. The regulator also has two curb pins. They curl around the last turn of the spring and hold in place the part of the hairspring that's behind them. In other words, the position the curb pins are in determines how long the hairspring is. If you slid the pins higher up the spring, this would shorten its length. The wheel would move back and forth faster, and the watch would run faster too. Both the hairspring and the balance wheel are the heart of the movement. These two elements are responsible for measuring time. The indication dial is the watch's face. It's equipped with two or three rotating hands. This part is what you see and use to tell the time. But the support structure is no less important than the dial for the functioning of the watch. The barrel bridge supports the barrel, mainspring, and the parts they can't work without. The train wheel bridge holds the part of the wheel train. The balance bridge holds the regulator with the balance wheel. And the main plate is basically where all the movement's parts are mounted. That's how all these elements work together. The crown winds the mainspring. Its power is transferred to the balance wheel through several gears. The escapement releases the wheels, and they travel forward every time the balance wheel swings and moves the watch's hands at a constant speed. Some mechanical watches have complications. That's what additional functions are called. One of such complications can be automatic or self-winding. In this case, you don't need to wind your watch with the help of a crown. Instead, a special device with a rotating weight mechanism winds the mainspring automatically when you move your wrist. This special mechanism is usually a half-circle weight that uses both gravity and your motions to wind the watch. And that winds up our story, huh?